This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hey, buenos dias, buen dia.
Good morning. This is an early one that
depending
we're doing
today. On what time the listeners are listening.
True.
So, buen dia, buenas tardes, buenas noches. How are you, Eric?
Doing good. Waking up a little bit because you said this is the only time you could record. So we had to, everybody had to get up early for you.
I'm busy. I'm a busy girl today. So we have no guests. Today is just you and me. This is going to be interesting.
Why do you say that?
Because it's always interesting when it's just you and me. You don't think so?
I don't know.
You don't think so? Or are we not interesting?
So talk to me.
So I have, okay, so I haven't said anything to you about this, but I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I think I have decided that I'm going to, when I go to Puerto Rico, I'm going to do some pellets.
No me diga.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but what?
And I need some advice from the audience. I want my female.
You want testosterone pellets?
No, they do blood work.
And yeah, then based testosterone on pellets.
Not necessarily. They have to prepare a cocktail depending
on
what comes up with your blood.
It's hormone pellets, yes.
It's called bioidentical medicine type of thing.
Who told you about this, Brenda? Because we know somebody that...
No, it wasn't Brenda, funny enough.
But somebody in Puerto Rico told you about it?
Yeah, I have several friends that are doing it, and they're like raving about it, saying that it's fantastic for the skin, for weight control, for energy... For overall health,
essentially,
for
what they're doing is they're checking libido. Yeah,
libido, like it makes you super, super horny. You'll be happy about that.
Give her tons of pellets and start drinking the pellets.
Oh my god, disgusting!
You know what you're supposed to do? So they cut a little hole in your skin.
No, they do.
Yeah, they do. They do a little incision. They
so put there's the a scar involved.
I mean, I don't know how big the scar is, but
no,
she said
that you don't even feel them, you don't see them, you don't even know what happened.
Because they open a little opening in your skin, they put the pellets under your skin, they close it back up, and then those pellets take 6 months or longer or whatever to absorb into your system.
No, you do it every 5 months. It happens immediately.
There you go. Every 5 months. It doesn't happen immediately. They basically time release over those 5 months. The pellets start to break down in your system.
How do you know so much about this? Have you done this and you never
know? No, because we know people, I've never done it. We know people in Puerto Rico and we've been talking about this, or I've been talking about them about this for quite some time, like just learning about what it was and
is it human growth hormone?
No, it's different. This is like, I mean, it's just testosterone. Maybe there's estrogen involved.
Why do I want to have testosterone? No. What if I start developing a beard and like
That's a risk, right?
No.
But that's why they formulate it to your hormone level. So they're going to check your hormones
fine then. If it's all medically and scientifically.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess she'll be relatively fine.
Do you think I should do pellets?
I have no idea. I do. We do know a handful of women who have done it.
You know what's so interesting? We have a good friend. She's a really, really close friend of mine that used to live here in LA, and she worked for this Beverly Hills doctor that does a lot of people. He injects the human growth thingy.
Yeah.
HGH,
yeah.
And she had to sign all kinds of confidentiality agreements because, you know, there's a lot of high profile people that goes to this man, and we're like family. And I ask all the time, please give me one name. And she never did it because
good
she was so petrified.
She's
no, good for her.
To.
I respected that. That's
but
amazing.
That's essentially...
But I will ask her, like, what about, like, because, you know, you see all these women that in their 50s, you know, and late 40s, like me, and they look incredible and they tour and they're acting like they're 23 years old. And it's like, how is it possible? Their skin is like, it's not even normal because they're doing that. And she never gave me names, but she would say, just know everybody comes in. And I go, but what do you mean by everybody? That's a very general statement. And she's like, everybody that you can think of, they come in.
It's with men too. It's not just women. Like basically a lot of these older entertainers, actors who look phenomenal at 50, almost 55, 60 years old, they go see, and I forgot the actual practice of what it is, but anyways, it's doctors that are basically working with hormone supplements, and those supplements generally include HGH, testosterone, low doses to
increase.
So
do you think I need to do it?
Do I think you need to?
Yes.
No, I don't think anybody needs to. I don't think you need to do anything. I think you're aging.
Do you want
fine.
Me to do it?
I mean, I'm okay with you exploring and understanding it a little bit. But yeah, there will be, I'm sure there's, you know, risk to any of those things. There's
well, some
risk.
People say that they...
There's always side effects or always risk.
No, they're saying that it might develop cancer because you're putting like extra estrogen or whatever hormone that you might not need and it might feed whatever precancer cells that you have and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are doing it. So I'm assuming It's like everything. There's going to be a risk, but they haven't proven that it actually causes cancer. But they have not proved it. I don't know.
I don't think with testosterone, with overproduction of testosterone or too much of it in your body, especially with men, yes, it can be linked to prostate cancer.
I don't want to have testosterone in my body.
You have testosterone.
No more. Women, I know I do. No, I don't want to have more.
Well, you're not going to have more. What they do is they try to take you back to your levels of when you were in your 20s. So there's statistical levels, right? So they'll go back and say, okay, this is where you're deficient. This is where you're at now. You can be up to here to be back in your 20s or 30s or whatever.
I do know that. I think bioidentical, I think it's called. It's natural. It's like whatever they get, these hormones are not synthetic. They're supposed to be natural.
I doubt it.
No, it is.
I doubt like it's full natural. No, it's impossible.
Anyways, so I thought it was interesting. So I'll keep you guys posted. And if there's any listeners that have done it, if you want to just let me know. Your experience, that'd be great. Let's talk
no
about...
No idea we're going to be talking about that this morning.
Anyways, because I was like, I thought you were going to be like, don't do that. I'm surprised that you're like, if you want to explore it.
No, I mean, look, I don't know. You keep talking about all kinds of random things. Boobs, I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm like, I don't know. At this point, you're going through a midlife crisis, clearly.
Am I?
Clearly. I don't know why. You just need to eat good, which you don't.
I eat good.
Oh, God, an argument we have all the time.
Anyways,
all right,
so
hot topics. Producers have set us up with Khloe Kardashian all over the news again. I mean, always in the news, but now about Tristan Thompson with this new fling baby daddy to another girl out there.
I think it's the third one, right? It's the third kid, three different women.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know.
She's taking the high road. She's basically saying, I'm not going to react. I'm not going to release a public statement. I'm going to do it privately. And I do want him to continue being present in the kid's life because she wants the kid to grow up with a daddy and not have any kind of animosity, you know, and like a super dysfunctional relationship between mom and dad.
I mean, it's not her partner anymore. So 100% she's making
the thing happened, they were together?
They were together.
This girl came out saying,
this is my kid. And then they DNA tested, obviously, and it is his kid. But they're not together anymore. So, I mean, I think she's handling it perfectly well, the way you should. She should want him to be a part of his kid's life. But, the funny thing is it's just not that shocking to me. None of this is that surprising. Like, he cheated on her multiple times or whatever that she caught him doing. Now there's he's a baby daddy to another kid, which is not a shock. I mean, he's going to knock somebody up eventually.
As a woman, it's devastating and it's so annoying to think that other women will just be okay with that. If you know that
it's a lifestyle.
It's disgusting. If you know this man is married and this man has kids, why are you going to the hotel and parading your freaking ass moving your culito?
They're not going there. They're being invited.
But then don't go.
But they're side chick.
I know, but exactly what I'm saying. Why do you want to be a side chick? I just feel as a woman, have some freaking respect for yourself and for this man and for his family.
Because he's taking care of him.
And don't put yourself in that. But it's disgusting. Take care of your own self.
Why are we blaming the woman? Why don't you just blame the man?
No, of course. He's a pig. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as a woman, as a female, I just don't understand. Like, I remember years ago, I used to go to all these boxing matches in Vegas, you know, and then there was an after party after, I think it was a Mayweather fight. I don't know. And I go to this after party thing and I was so like annoyed because you see all these women. It was like, like a beauty contest, but not many. I'm not talking about beauty. I'm just talking about this, like lining
up. They're parading
up,
themselves, trying to be picked.
Trying to be picked. And it was so evident, so evident. And they all looked the same, acted the same. It was like the same entity.
Well, what about the old saying? Like,
and
girls that used to do the music videos back in the day. No, I'm not saying all girls do music videos. I'm not saying that. But there was that old saying that if you were a video hoochie, you were one of the girls that would always like be around to hook up. Look, it's a lifestyle. It is what it is. Everybody's in their 20s. They're being stupid or 30s. They're just acting and they're doing whatever they want to do. This is what I think you have to know.
Girls to have more respect.
If you're dating a pro athlete, this is my take. And it's not to generalize all pro athletes. I'm not saying all pro athletes are bad. I'm just saying if you're dating someone who's in the limelight at that level, these are guys that are in there. And I'm saying these guys also should just probably not get married yet and not settle down right away because they should live their lives in their 20s. Rightfully so, right? They're in their 20s. They're in the most identified, recognizable sport you can be in. Basketball of all the sports. You have no gear. Your face is fully exposed. Cameras are on you, whether you're on the bench or whether you're on the court. It's a super small arena compared to football, hockey, baseball. You're not spread out, right? So you always have camera time. These guys, whether they're starters or stars or not, they are celebrities, right? They are seen all the time. And if you have, if you're a player in any sport, really, you're going to have groupies. Oh my God.
Because it's annoying me.
What? It's a good topic.
This topic is annoying me.
I'm just telling you.
Anyways.
I'm just telling you. I'm not shocked.
No, you're telling me clearly. You're telling me, listen, I'm going to pay attention.
What?
Anyways.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people in their 20s. I've said it very clear.
Again, talking rubbish.
Oh my God.
Okay, so.
All right, we're talking about this. This goes to the same topic. It's called love. Oh no, not that one. We'll go back to that. This is about Ayesha Curry and I guess Steph Curry having an open relationship. I don't know. They seem super.
Well, according to you, you should be completely believing in that because according to you, any professional athlete has choices. Therefore, he's cheating. And you know what? Maybe she's cheating too.
The potential for, that I think if I'm a woman in an NBA life or let's say any sport, if I'm a woman, here's an example. This is a true story. My buddy who played in the NBA again, told me about one of the players he used to play with. He and his wife had an agreement. He could have X number of women a season. It was an open agreement. They weren't an open marriage, but he could have X number. Now, I'm sure he broke that number. But if you're a woman knowing that your husband's out there going to sleep around.
And was she able to do the same thing?
I'm assuming that she probably was also cool with it and doing it herself. Because you'd be stupid if you weren't. Unless you don't want to give up the lifestyle. But if you know your husband's out there screwing around, then you might as well go have some fun too.
Would you be able to have an open marriage?
No way. No way.
Why not?
Because I can't. I'm not, I'll say it like this. I don't think I'm not secure enough to have an open marriage. I wouldn't want to see my partner with somebody or know my partner's with somebody, outside of me. Even if I know I'm out there doing it too, I wouldn't be comfortable. I had a friend from high school that explored having an open marriage with his wife.
Are they still together?
No, they divorced.
Oh, no way.
They tried to have an open marriage. They tried to go through the proper protocol. They met a couple that
they were like swingers. They were trying to be swingers. Yeah.
And I'll never forget. He told me the story that the first time they went to somebody's house that was like a more experienced couple and they went to the bedroom and they were nervous and they didn't know what to do. And
the wife,
I guess, was way into it more than he was. And the wife all of a sudden just started going down on the guy in front of him. And he was like, what the fuck? Oh, are you kidding me? So then he started like getting into the girl and like trying to go at it and sleep with her. And like, he was super stressed out and aggressive and just trying to like screw the girl. And he was angry the whole time. And it was devastating for him because he literally just watched his wife, who I guess maybe was the one that wanted to try it first, just start going down on a guy in front of him. And he lost his mind and then screwed the girl. And then I guess they tried it a handful more times and then he couldn't handle it anymore and they got a divorce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's no way. Could you do an open marriage?
No.
Yeah, there's no way. That's way too difficult. I'd rather just be single and
single
do that,
and mingle.
Open marriage, just the thought of it.
So you don't think Ayesha and Ty, what's his
you
name?
Know, this is where Steve I'm going to say I'm naive and I'm going to say like, me being selective, and I'm not saying them right, but I like Steph Curry. I think Steph Curry seems like a really good guy and they seem like they have a happy marriage. And you know, I just like what he's about. So I would like to think that they're not. Do I know for sure? I don't know. I know the culture of professional sports. I know, you know, what's in front of them. So I know how difficult it probably is.
So by me being obsessive about Dylan becoming MLB player. Then I'm basically creating a little monster.
No.
Is he going to be a little cheater?
We just tell him, dude, don't get in a serious relationship. Just go have fun. Go live your life. Explore.
That's so funny. Yeah. I want Dylan to be whatever he wants to be. I need to stop being so obsessive about him being an athlete. I don't know. It's so funny. I want my son to be an athlete instead of saying I want him to be an engineer or a
it's so weird
or
because
a doctor,
he's like,
a surgeon like the, or like something like that. I want him to be an athlete.
He never shows interest thing. Of what he wants that he wants to do that. Yet Sabella, that's all she wants to do. And then you're always like, don't do that sport. Don't do this one. Don't do that one.
I know.
Totally
it's
opposite.
Funny.
Hey guys, it's Ben.
And Ashley.
From the Almost Famous Podcast.
It's that time of year where drama fills the air.
The Bachelor's back.
There's a new host, Jesse Palmer.
And a brand new bachelor, Clayton Eckerd.
Clayton is a Midwest boy that has that great smile, nice teeth, and he's really tall.
Ash, let's call it what it is. He's a beefcake.
Okay, well, Clayton seems to be a good guy, though, and he can't wait to find love, get married, and have kids. And he believes more than anything that his future wife is on this show.
It sounds like a fairy tale, but also a bit of an emotional roller coaster, because Clayton tells three different women he's falling in love with him.
Technically, he told one, I couldn't be more sure that I'm falling in love with you. And another one, I'm falling in love with you. And the third one, I am in love with you.
You don't miss a thing.
It's from years of overanalyzing everything that guys say. But his heart is in the right place.
Sure. But other parts of him, not so much. As we find out when he admits to two different women that he was intimate with. Both of them.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go over well.
We'll be breaking down it all on the Almost Famous podcast.
Ben is married now.
Well, and Ashley's a mom.
Will it change our opinions of what we think is acceptable single behavior?
Ooh, good question.
Listen to Almost Famous on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about this other topic. This sounds interesting. Before we, I don't want to miss talking about this. Love bombing. There's a New York Times article talking about grand romantic gestures in the early days of a relationship could be sweet or a sign you're dating a narcissist.
Oh, I never had that problem, so it's okay.
You never had that problem where anybody did that? Like, they tried to, like.
No, I'm talking with you.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's. Wow, way to crap on your husband.
You will see. No, you did like beautiful gestures, but you never like.
I took her.
I am going to buy her a freaking.
Because your love language.
Range Rover.
Because you know, your love language is being gifted. You love receiving gifts.
No, I don't.
Love.
No, I don't.
That is so. You're all about gifts. You love gifts.
No, I don't.
You do.
Give me an example.
You're always like, oh, a new purse. I want a new this. I want a new car. Like you would love that.
And I buy them for myself.
No, but you would
love. I gift them to me.
But you also love if your partner is giving you gifts all the time.
No,
that is a
I
love
really
language.
Actually don't. But okay.
Yeah, I definitely don't agree with that. But I mean, I did things.
So you think I did things
for you early on where I planned an entire, it went sideways. I planned an entire, listeners, you tell me if this is not a romantic early date. I found this gondola location down in the canals in Long Beach where I took her on a gondola with I had a message placed in a bottle that she didn't even know. And we went on this beautiful gondola ride through all these tunnels around all these beautiful homes down in like this Long Beach Harbor. And the guy like sang for you under the bridges, like in Venice, like this beautiful gondola ride.
It was.
This is not an average date, by the way. I'm not just taking you to I'm not taking you to a movie and going to like Chili's. Like this is like this is a nice romantic setup. You're telling me that that's not a flashy date.
So and I should have taken that according to the article. I should have taken that as such a grand gesture that I have to is a red flag, and I have to be aware that you did too much too soon. So I have to.
No, I didn't do it.
You know,
like,
be careful with
like
your
you
intentions.
Said, I wasn't doing it all the time where it felt like it was probably. Obsessive and also not be like baby sweetie love you I love you and like hoarding you and keeping you away from your friends and smothering you. Neither one of us are like that. So it's all about accumulation of red flags, right? But I'm saying that's not an average date, and you're calling me Mickey Mouse when it comes to dating. And then on top of it, I had a message in a bottle that the guy throws out in the ocean that she's supposed to get. And I go, Roz, there's a bottle. Oh my God, there's a message in it. And she wouldn't pick the thing up. She kept thinking it was trash in the water, refused to grab the bottle.
I didn't think it was for me. So I was like, I don't want, it's not the right destination.
But I said, there's a message.
It's such an amazing thing. There's a message. It's not for me. So leave that message inside the bottle and it will find its destiny.
She was screaming and yelling at me, wouldn't touch the thing. Then I finally get her to open the bottle and she reads the message, and it's a beautiful message I had written for her in calligraphy, like super nice letter.
It was actually
and
she was like, a beautiful
oh my
day.
God, who gave this to somebody? This is ridiculous. Like she never thought it was for her. The whole surprise went sideways. It's like when I proposed to her in a giant bioluminescent bay in the middle of the whole bay in Puerto Rico, and you thought your shark was going to kill you the entire time and you were being abandoned.
I didn't think my shark was going to kill me.
My big surprise is always go sideways with you.
Okay. Well, thank you. You did do some grand, incredible things, and I should have done
many more.
Check mark.
Anyway, do I think love bombing is real? I've never heard of the term, but I do think people, that makes perfect sense what they're saying.
Like, so if somebody comes in way too aggressive with too many gifts, it's not a good sign.
Not just too many gifts. There's too many of I think when it looks like someone is trying too hard all the time. We've talked about it where you see like couples that are always like smothering each other and everything is sweetie, baby, my darling, my love, sweetie. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, hug. And it's like, oh, It feels forced. And then what happens? That couple's not together anymore. Or this couple's not together. Or they're miserable.
Behind closed doors, they're miserable.
Yeah, because it feels forced. Just, I think anytime something feels forced.
I have another question for listeners, and I'm really curious about this. So I have a husband that he loves asking me, so Ross, what do you think about this? And he wants to know my opinion, even though he has a very clear opinion of what he wants to do or the answer should be. So when he doesn't hear the right answer that he thinks is correct or he wants to do, then he gets all weird. It's like this morning, we're trying to find the right mask for the kids, right? Yeah. And you do this with everything in life, but this is the funniest thing. So first thing in the
I'm
morning-
I'm a little indecisive. Or I try to include
so
you.
Indecisive that it drives me crazy, but this was actually the funniest.
15
funny.
Years I've been indecisive.
You've been indecisive your whole life, yeah, I think. And I with know. Me, it augments. I don't know why, because I'm so cut and dry. I'm like, yes or no. And you're like, but what if it's a maybe?
Because I like-
No, Eric, it's not a maybe. It's a no.
Because I like discussions. Because I like discussions.
But no! Anyways, this was happening. So Eric, so he orders these new masks for the kids because we're like struggling with the right fit and should it be K90, what is it, 95, whatever. Anyways, so he gets these little black masks that are perfect. It's the ones that we use, but they're smaller for children. So of course, Sabella, being Sabella, first thing in the morning, says, Sabella, we have this new mask. Is your actual size? Can you try it? I don't want it. I don't want to use this. I want to use the adult one. Sebi, the adult one doesn't really work properly. This is right for you. I don't want to use it. Sabella being Sabella. So I don't really pay attention because I know it's the right thing. It's the right size. And she's going to end up doing it when she realizes, oh, it's actually more comfortable. It's just, it takes her time just for the sake of saying no to her parents. But then she turns around.
Sometimes.
Anyways, so Eric, I'm in the bathroom. I'm changing. We're late to come to the podcast. And he's like, Ross, so do you think I should return the masks? No, Eric, I don't think so. What do you mean? Well, I don't think so because they're the right size. Well, she doesn't want to wear it. Of course, she's going to say no, but she's going to end up doing it. How do you know that?
Because I know how she is. Her track record is not very good when it comes to that.
But you're wrong. But if you know as a parent, it's the right size, it's the right protection, so you keep it, but she needs to use it. That's the bottom line. So Eric is obsessed with getting things and returning them. Like you love returning things.
No, I'm not obsessed with getting things. Returning. I'm obsessed with not wasting money because we bought something that nobody's going to ever
$12
use.
$12 guys. So those $12 will haunt him until he dies.
They're not $12.
So anyways, so isn't that funny? Like, am I the only one that goes through this with a partner that they ask you things and they know exactly what they want to do? So why are you asking my opinion?
Because here's the problem.
And you get annoyed at me I answer something you don't want to hear.
I should never have asked you. I should have just returned it. Because here's the thing. She buys things for Sabella all the time. Sabella point blank says, I don't want or I don't like.
And then at some point she'll use it.
Sometimes at some point she uses it. Most of the time she doesn't. And then we basically have all these things that are in her drawer or in her closet that she just doesn't use because she doesn't want it and she never wanted it to begin with.
At some point she will.
No, because by the time she gets to it, she's grown out of it.
Anyways, I don't care. I just need to ask you a favor. If you,
I'm just going to start doing it. I'll just make my own decision then. Yeah, I won't include you.
Because then you get upset if I tell you.
Then I can't
include
you in the decision, I guess. Right?
No, you need to always include me in the decision.
Why? You just said it doesn't make any sense because I'm not going to hear what I want to hear.
You include me because I want to
keep
the mask.
Include you for what reason?
Because I want to keep the mask because I think this is the right thing to do. They're the right masks. So if you want to protect your child, don't let her get away with shit that is not right for her.
But I'm not going to sit there and fight with her. The mask she uses, all her friends use as well. So she's saying everybody's using the same mask. This helps me breathe better.
It's super open. So what are we protecting here?
It's helping
if the sides are completely open.
It helps her breathe better. And she said all her friends are using the same mask. So why are we going to fight with her about something? And she's never going to still
anyway,
do it.
So the point is, if you know your answer or whatever you want to do,
then don't ask you.
Then you need to do it because 99% of the time I'm going to say the opposite. And then you get so annoyed. And I'm going, but why are you asking me? Then ask me.
I guess I'm still holding out after 15 years that the 1% time you're going to say, yes, honey, I agree. On that note, till next time.
I love you.
I love you too. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iHeartRadio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.